In New Orleans, a band of poet activists recently went to great lengths to bring poetry into the lives of more of that city's residents. Writer Andre Codrescu was quite taken with what they did.
A group calling itself the Assault Poetry Unit dropped off an assortment of suspicious packages at various offices around New Orleans, including that of the Times-Picayune newspaper, which evacuated its employees. The package turned out to be a watermelon with a four-page manifesto in it. The editor of the Times-Picayune was at the time deeply immersed in discussing the upcoming social season with the paper's gossip columnist. They were forced instead to huddle under a freeway overpass with the manifesto while the NOPD bomb squad dismantled the watermelon. The manifesto called for painting over the huge Marlboro Man ad at Decatur Street and replacing it with a poem by Ishmael Reed. It called for all government speeches in Louisiana to be written and read in iambic pentameter, and it demanded that New Orleans police officers memorize and recite poems at regular intervals. It was perhaps this, more than anything else, that caused the police to treat the incident as a crime. The manifesto declared that, quote, "the era of poetic passivity is over," unquote, an egregious statement in a city where passivity, poetic or no, is a sacred institution, especially in the summer. We are so passive here that we never even shoo the flies away from our po'boys. Even the donkeys pulling the tourists quit flicking their tails this time of the year. Even more amazingly, no mayoral candidacies are declared at all, leaving the incumbent to take an unencumbered siesta. The energetic manifesto demanded, among yet more things, that the mayor read the Brown Menace or poem on the survival of roaches by Audre Lorde in its entirety on the 7 o'clock news. Now, if someone would dare to wake his honor up, that might solve the problem of what to put on the news, which has been all about how hot it is outside. Still, crime or no crime, you have to hand it to the Assault Poetry Unit. They ambulate, they agitate, they say something. In New Orleans, like in the rest of America, now, that's the height of social action.
Andre Codrescu is a poet and novelist. He lives in New Orleans.